Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And this time I'm joined by Claire Aldworth, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Officer. Hello Claire, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you Toby. It's lovely to be back on the show.
Opportunities this week include help for blind and partially sighted people to get onto the career ladder or just get back into employment, a new campaign group for 18 to 27 year olds, and how you can still get involved in the very important campaign and consultation around the closure of railway ticket offices. Claire, we're going to start with a new placement here at the RNIB, which is also paid too.
That's right, Toby. So this placement is part of our See Work Differently programme. Now, this is an employment initiative run by RNIB, and it's designed, as you say, to help blind and partially sighted people get on that first rung of the career ladder, which we all know can be really difficult. It can also be a great option for someone looking to get back into work after a career break. And as you have mentioned, what is really great is that these are actually paid placements. So we've got a new placement live on our website now. We are looking for a volunteer administrative assistant. Appreciate this could be slightly confusing, the word volunteer. So just to explain, it is not a volunteer role. It is a paid role, but we are looking for an administrative assistant to support our volunteering team, if that makes sense. So this job would be perfect for anyone interested in developing their customer service skills. We're looking for someone who's confident with IT, specifically the Microsoft applications like Word and Excel. We're also looking for someone who's organized, with strong communication skills and good attention to detail. So great opportunity there for someone. And if you could be that someone or you know someone who might be interested, you can apply on our website. I find the easiest way to search for jobs with us is to just search for RNIB jobs. That'll bring you to our recruitment page. And once you're on there, just search for See Work or See Work Differently, and the role will come up with details of the application process.
Now to details about a new campaign group for 18 to 27 year olds, which I think is based in the Northeast.
That's right. So this is being set up by our campaigns team here at RNIB, and they are looking for blind and partially sighted people aged 18 to 27 who, as you say, Toby, live in the north of England. This would be a great opportunity for anyone with an interest in campaigning who wants to create positive change in your local area or beyond, for that matter. So topics that you might be looking at would be things like transport, employment, and accessible voting. So if you are passionate about bringing positive changes about for blind and partially sighted people, this could be for you. And it's also, of course, a fantastic opportunity to meet other keen campaigners, be part of a community, and obviously as well, gaining campaigning skills and experience. So the group will receive support from RNIB, so information, resources and training, for example, and you will meet regularly both online and in person. So if you are interested in getting involved in that or you'd just like a bit more information about it, you can get in touch with our campaigns team and their email address is campaigns@rnib.org.uk. That's campaigns@rnib.org.uk.
Finally, Claire, a reminder for everyone to take part in the consultation around the railway ticket office closures, which I think has been extended to the 1st of September.
Yes, that's right. Speaking of campaigns, this is bringing us very neatly to our final opportunity today. So many of your listeners will have heard about the proposed closure of almost all ticket offices at train stations across England and Glasgow. So as we know, blind and partially sighted people already face barriers to independent travel. And we are very concerned that the closure of these rail ticket offices is going to have a severe impact on blind and partially sighted people's ability to travel by rail. So without the ticket offices, rail passengers will have no option but to purchase tickets online or using machines at the station. The problem is that neither of these options are particularly accessible for many blind and partially sighted people. In fact, a recent survey that we did told us that only 3% of people can use one of these machines without problems. So we are really pleased to hear that train operators are extending the time available to respond to the consultation on this. And this announcement follows a lot of pressure put on the UK government, who are backing, we should say, the operator's proposal. The consultation, as you've mentioned, Toby, is now open until the 1st of September. But that is still not a lot of time. So it's really important that as many people as possible make their voices heard on this issue. So we would encourage your listeners, also friends, family, any contacts you have to get involved. You can comment about any stations you use, not just the ones most local to your home. So to find out the ways you can get involved, and there's different things you can do, just visit our web page. I found the easiest way was to simply search for RNIB ticket office closures, and that will bring you to the main web page with all the details of the ways that you can make your voice heard and make a difference on this issue.
I would recommend that everyone does get involved in signing the consultation and going online and supporting this, as it is very important. Claire, where can listeners go to find out more about the items we've just chatted about and to find out more about other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities?
Well, as always, we are very keen to welcome new members to our Connect Voices Facebook group. This is where we post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. And we share opportunities as well from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. So lots of variety on there. We do our best to update the group every day, and we use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from research that we have previously asked you to take part in. So if you're already on Facebook, it's super simple. Just log on, search for RNIB Connect Voices and click join. If you have any questions about the group at all or any of the opportunities that we've talked about today, you can always drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. Of course, we love you to catch this fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect Show, which is the first and third Wednesday of every month. And you can catch the clip again at your leisure by searching for it on Audioboom or Spotify.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Claire Aldworth, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Officer, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Toby. Lovely to catch up as always.